girls can go ahead. I parked my car on the other side of the bar, so I'll have to leave through that exit. Tonight was really fun, though. Can't wait to hear what happens between you and your new work friend. See y'all next Tuesday. Good night. I guess it's just me again, and oh, well, hello there, pretty boy. What a surprise. I thought you'd never make it. My friends just left, and I'm actually just about to leave myself. Too bad. I could have introduced you to them since some of them are still single. Although, Rebecca already has someone she's been eyeing on. But they do know a lot of other pretty young girls who are available for blind dates. Not to mention, I also have my other friend Emily, who is about the same age as you. She also attends the same university as you and a very intelligent girl. I know that because I was once her biology teacher. You should really meet the girls next time, and maybe I can hook you up with someone within your type? Well, anyways, I gotta go now, pretty boy. My empty house is waiting for me, and if you're here to take my number, well, you just missed your chance, sweetie. It's already past my bedtime, so I have to go. Better luck next time. What's the matter, pretty boy? I never thought you had it in you to be so bold and grab me by the hand when I'm about to leave. I see. Do you really want me to stay that bad, sweetie? Well, it's very difficult to say no after seeing the eagerness in your eyes. Fine then. I guess a widow like me can push her bedtime just a little bit later to hear what this pretty boy has to say. If, of course, you buy me a drink. Great. Then I'll have a nice. You actually remembered, pretty boy. Margarita is my go-to drink, but just one, sweetie, okay? And I really have to go. Well, I may not look like it, but this widow still has a lot of things going on despite being by herself. Well, we could be hanging out a little longer if only you showed up a little earlier, sweetie. So now, tell me, pretty boy, what do you have in mind? Don't worry, I won't laugh no matter how stupid it is. Yes, I mean it. Come on, try me. Ha ha ha. boy, sweetie. I couldn't help it. No, it's not stupid. I actually think it's quite cute and pretty hilarious. Oh, sweetie, don't be embarrassed. It's not the first time someone did something like that for me. So, you actually did wait until I was alone? Honestly, since when were you here waiting for me? You were here since 5 in the afternoon. Wow. That was way earlier than when I arrived here. Actually, way too early, sweetie, since I got here 7:45. What were you doing since then, all by yourself? Did you even have dinner? Oh, right. What was I thinking? This place also serves food. You look quite red, though. I hope you haven't had too much to drink. But you probably needed a little drink for a shy boy like you to come up to me like this. So what is it, sweetie? What is it that you want from a widow like me? A favor? Well, that depends what kind of favor it is, sweetie. I will hear you out, but I cannot promise anything. It still depends on what kind of favor you're asking me for. Well, if you're asking about my plans for Valentine's Day, I do have... Wait. Are you asking for me to be your Valentine's date? Oh, you're such a sweet boy. It must have taken your everything just to ask me out for Valentine's. Oh, you're such a cutie. Do you realize that you're blushing so hard right now? It's alright, sweetie. It actually makes me quite happy that I still don't have much charm. Of course, sweetie. How can I decline such a cute request from a pretty boy like you? Especially that you seem to have never done this before. Which makes it so exciting. So, am I saying yes to you? Well, maybe, but you will have to do something for me first, which will decide my final answer. That should be fair, right? Pretty boy. Don't worry, though. It's not complicated. I just want to make sure what I'm getting myself into. I want to make sure that the friend I'm hanging out with is actually through to me. And sweetie, I don't really know you yet when you're completely sober. So, in order to get to know you better, I'm going to demand for you to join me in all my morning walks and exercises before the date. It usually just includes jogging around the parks, going to the gym, and stopping by the farmer's market. Or could be the flower shop. So, what do you think, pretty boy? Are you in or are you out? That's a deal then. And by the way, I do this every morning except on Wednesday since I'm usually still intoxicated from the night before, so we start this Thursday at 6:30 in the morning at the city park. Is that a good schedule for you? Good. Well, have you seen that large and majestic looking acacia tree at the east side of the park, just right next to the sidewalk? Mm-hmm. Well, that's where I'll be. Make sure not to make me wait though, since I easily get quite impatient. Do you understand, sweetie? Now, that's what I like to hear about you. Because you are not just pretty, but also a very good boy. So, I guess that's it for me tonight. Thanks for the drink. It was delicious. Oh, I almost forgot. Give me your phone. So, here's my number, pretty boy. You earned it. See you on Thursday. Good night.